531.
But I can imagine now, as we lock down and many of our families would be losing work and losing income, it is now vital for them to get assistance from the government. What assistance is available for our communities, please, Frank?
Yes, thank you, Ete. As everyone knows, the government, and we should be very thankful to our Prime Minister and our leaders at these difficult times for stepping up very quickly. And I think New Zealand is one of the leading lights in the world right now in terms of how governments have taken control of this epidemic and and got the systems in place to not only protect us from our borders, but also to ensure that our most vulnerable families' effects are minimized as much as possible. Because even though we're going through these difficult times, but the Prime Minister stressed at the very beginning that we know that the virus is here, but we also know it'll end. But what we're all trying to do is to minimize the damage and minimize the hardship that our families will go through until the day that we recover and go past this really terrible times for all of us. But as you mentioned, Pacifica Future is our very first funding agency that the government has selected to be our face to government in terms of a funding channel straight from government to the 40-odd providers that's contracted with Pacific Futures on the Whanaora program. And through this channel that the government has quickly put funds available into Pacific Futures to enable our 41 partners to help directly those families in our community that most need the help. And like you said, there are packages that have been quickly put together that would contain the most required and most needed items in our households, everything from cleaning material and sanitizing materials to food, to the basic foods that we all need, everything from flour, rice, and sugar, and also food that's appropriate with each of the families that we are helping right now. And that's right across the country with the 41 partners. I think what's really helpful in this channel of assistance directly to our living rooms is that all 41 of these partners are very familiar with their communities. They know the age groups or the ages of people that live in different Pacifica households. They know them because they have been working with them. And by knowing our families intimately, we know what's most needed in those families after some initial discussions with them. And especially the homes where our elderly people are, the homes with those with chronic illnesses, and those with children. The two most important people right now in our communities are our elders and, of course, our new mothers who are also going through a difficult time in addition to COVID-19. And the packages that all of the 41 providers have put together will contain the appropriate items for each family. Those with children will have nappies and formulas for the babies. Those with elderly will ensure that they have their medication. As you know, no one is supposed to be turning up at any of our clinics, any clinic in New Zealand. You have to call ahead, and all appointments are conducted on the phone right now. So one of the easiest way to get a hold of the Whanau is to go to our Facebook page, which is just the Whanau on Facebook. And the most sure way that you can get a hold of us is just using the messenger and get in contact with us, not just for doctor's appointment and medication, but also for the Whanaora COVID-19 relief packages that we are frantically putting together for our families. As of This morning, there is something like 1,500 packages that's been delivered to our families nationwide. There's quite a number of food vouchers that has been distributed. And we have been directed that it's not only the families that are registered with the Whānau Ora program, it's any Pasifika family who need help.
Frank, sorry to interrupt. Just going back to the food vouchers, how do food vouchers work?
And again, once you get a hold or you get in contact with any one of the 41 providers and leave your phone number, somebody will ring you first initially and ask you about the number of people in your household, the dire need that you need right now, the most urgent needs that your family need. And based on that information is what assistance will be given directly to you. You know, there's a whole variety and whole range of needs, and whatever the most urgent need that family need, we will do our utmost to get that to you. And the other thing too is that it's important that because we are part of the essential services, we need to protect our staff as well. So most of these goods, once the family has given us what it is that they need urgently, our delivery team which all of them are protected with their PPE, and will come and deliver the goods to your front door, and then ensuring that we keep the 2-meter distances. But everyone's need will be different, and the content of the help that you'll receive depends on what's most urgent at your household.
Frank, I'm speaking with Frank Holoi, the Marketing and Communications Manager with the Whānau. Frank, in terms of financial assistance, is there financial assistance for our family, or is it just the food vouchers and the packages that you're preparing?
Yes, again, it depends on the need. If the need involves paying some power bills or help with the rent, that is all very possible. Again, it's talking directly with the social worker that will call you, and any assistance in terms of your utilities or your rent or anything like that, those payments will be arranged and paid directly to those suppliers, whether it's the power or the internet connection or your rent that might be arrears because members of your family have lost their work or are on shutdown, and their employers are not able to get those funds that's available from the government directly to you quickly. So all of that is very possible. Again, it's talking with a social worker that will call you.
If people want to get information about their own local, because as you spoke earlier, you've got services in Northland and goes down as far as the South Island, how can they get information about their own local provider, please, Frank?
Yes, that's really important. The most ideal way to get in touch with this assistant is contact the provider closest to you. That will cut down a lot of time and logistics and delivery. And the Pacific Futures website, there's a list of all of the providers in Northland, Auckland, Midlands, Wellington, and Southland. Their numbers are there and the name of the providers are there. You can also find this on our Facebook page or go directly to the Pasifika Future website. Just Google Pasifika Futures and you'll get to their homepage, and this information is on there. All the phone numbers are there, and it's advisable to contact the closest one to you.
Okay. And finally, Frank, just as your word of advice and encouragement to our community, as someone who has worked in the space providing service to our community, can you please provide us with some of those words of wisdom?
Yes, I think it is the most important thing here is that we trust our government and we trust the system that's in place to protect and to break the chain of communal infections. Stay home and stay warm and stay safe. And if you do need help, there is help available. Be kind to each other. Our elderly are the most vulnerable, and our pregnant women. And it is the most not concerned, but the thing that we need to show care for one another at these difficult times. There has already been signs of a rise in our mental health. There's a rise in family violence due to the difficulties that these families are facing. And please reach out. There is help available for those of us with families and relatives around the country. Please get on the phone, get on Twitter, get on social media, and get in touch with our family members around the country and of course around the world. But everybody needs everyone else's support right now, because we're in this together. And also that there is help provided by the government. And just the other thing, too, it is that a lot of our Pasifika providers, because they are essential service, they're sacrificing themselves to continue on the front line and expose themselves to this virus. And I ask that everybody be kind to them and show them some patience. Everybody is working hard to get this help out to our families.
Wonderful. Frank Kaloi, Marketing and Communications Manager at the Whono, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for your wisdom, and thank you for the work that you do.
Mahalo, I'll be doing it. I'll offer to all our families.